Hey, let's go right to Laura is out in Arizona. Laura, welcome to the show. And tell us a little bit about your question here, because I think it's a good one.
Good morning, and thank you very much.
Absolutely.
My question is, I'm about ready to do the floor trim on an entire 1,800 square foot home. Mm-hmm. And I will either be staining it or painting pre-primed trim. And on one of your previous shows, I saw a really neat product that was a sawhorse substitute, and they looked to be, from the show, to be like a black plastic stackable product where if I were staining a whole length of floor trim, I would put one on each end of the trim and then could put another piece on top of it, which would be much better than laying the pieces down on either newspaper or a tarp. And messing up kind of the corners of my job. And I haven't been able to find this product at my Home Depot, and I wondered if you could reiterate again who it's made by and the other features about it.
Certainly, be more than happy to. I love those little devices like that, the good old problem solution things that you have all kinds of rigs and jigs and things that you're able to do that kind of thing. And then all of a sudden you turn around and there's something already manufactured like that. That's one of the things when you have a daughter like mine, Chelsea, who absolutely loves to shop, she tends to find those kind of things like that. Actually, she's with us right now, Laura, to explain a little bit more about what you saw on that recent episode of the Today's Homeowner television show.
Hey, Laura, I'm so glad that you love those because I thought they were so neat too. And they are called Stack Rack. So it's StackRack. And you can get them at HomeDepot.com. I think a set of them is around $70. So I don't know, a little bit of an investment, but I know that like that's one of those tools that once you buy it, you will think of a million different ways to use it. And we ended up buying 2x2s and attached them to the stack racks with screws to create essentially an 8-foot sawhorse. So that might be perfect for your project.
Oh, that sounds great, Chelsea. And that's where I saw him as you were helping that young couple, I think, redo a kitchen cabinet.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And you were able to stack many, many more layers of work rather than covering some huge floor surface.
Exactly.
So thank you. It's the website, not the store. That's wonderful.
Yes, yes. The website, they have a lot more things online and available, usually for free shipping as well, at HomeDepot.com, so you don't have to go to the store.
And how many come in a package again?
The pack we got had 12, so six sets.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That should work.
Yeah, that should be plenty.
Because it's a lot of trim I've got ahead of me, and it would really be nice to have it up off the ground like that.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, good. There's a problem, and we just provided the solution, and glad we were able to tie everything together like that. And also for our other listeners, if you're curious of what we're talking about, we have it posted right now on our page at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Laura, thanks so much for being with us, and let us know if we can help you again.
Will do. Thank you guys so very much for an awesome show.
Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. That sounds good. Well, good. There we go. We tied that loop together. And, you know, there's so many of those things out there, though, that, again, the problem solution, you think about, boy, there's got to be something out there. Boy, when you dig into things, you usually can find pretty good solutions in a lot of situations like that.
Yeah, lots of little gadgets and gizmos that... Man, if you can, I'm all about paying a few bucks to solve a headache.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So, all right, we're rolling right along. Thank you, Chelsea, for dropping by and answering that question.